Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Australia is among the few countries that have approved Moderna's bivalent vaccine, which is available as the third or fourth doses in Australia. It targets two different COVID-19 variants, the original 2020 strain and the Omicron variant BA1. But how effective is this new vaccine against the current variant circulating in the community? Here to answer some of the questions regarding this new vaccine is Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake, an infectious disease physician from Australian National University.
So the question is, how effective will this new vaccine be against BA5, which is the dominant strain in Australia, and along with BA4, which has been causing a lot of trouble around the world? So they did study this when they looked at this bivalent vaccine with Omicron BA1 and the ancestral Wuhan strain of COVID. And they did look at a small group of people with BA4, BA5, and it did have some impact, but certainly the response wasn't as strong as it was against BA1, which isn't surprising. Now, of course, we're just talking about antibody responses here. That doesn't tell us about all aspects of the immune system. It doesn't tell us about how it acts against severe disease and protects you against hospitalization and death, etc. But we do know that even before the bivalent vaccine, that if you've had your three doses of your COVID vaccine, your normal COVID vaccine, even against BA4 and BA5 and Omicron and its subvariants, we are seeing good protection against severe disease and hospitalization. So I think even this new bivalent one should be very helpful against those severe outcomes.
The Department of Health and Aged Care says the bivalent vaccine will be made available to the public once the original Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are exhausted. But without a specific time frame, should people be waiting for these vaccines?
As we know, and as we've discussed, three doses for a person with a normal immune system, so two doses of a primary course and one dose of a booster, even before these Omicron-specific vaccines were available, still protects you against hospitalization and death, even from these Omicron strains. So if you're not up to date with your vaccines, just take whatever is out there at the moment. I mean, yes, you could wait till these newer ones come out, but you are potentially taking a risk in that you might get COVID.
Even when the new Moderna bivalent vaccines are rolled out to the community, there will still be other original boosters such as Pfizer's and Novavax available. So should we be choosing these newer ones?
Yes, no, that's an interesting question. So I think by the time we get to that stage, we'll have had a lot of people in other parts of the world who've had that vaccine. I mean, we expect it to be safe because it's similar to all the mRNA vaccines that Pfizer and Moderna have been producing, but we'll also get an idea of efficacy by the time a lot of people in places like the United Kingdom have had it. We also have to remember that in the United States, they're going to roll out for their autumn and winter a BA4, BA5 specific vaccine as well. Now, the only limitation with that is it's been primarily tested in non-humans, and therefore we haven't seen how it acts in humans. So, but again, in a few weeks to months, we'll have a very good idea about that when it's rolled out in the United States. So there'll be an opportunity potentially not just to have this Moderna bivalent vaccine that you've talked about, but even the one that's being rolled out in the US, the BA4, BA5. And the reality is, as I said before, any COVID vaccine seems to protect you against hospitalization and death, but these newer ones with an Omicron component might give you a slight edge when it comes to symptomatic infection. Time will tell.
For the people who's already up to date with the vaccine, what are the chances of those people having to retake these newer boosters?
Look, we would certainly recommend that you would wait at least 3 months after having your last dose of vaccine or having COVID itself before you had another dose of vaccine, before you had another booster. But we're also, as an international medical community, just trying to work out when the right time is to have that next dose, because we would expect protection if you're fully vaccinated from what you've had before. And we're looking at somewhere in that 3 to 6 months after having your last dose of vaccine before you, or potentially after having COVID, where you might get your next booster. But we're just trying to tease that out from all the studies at the moment.
So going forward, what are your thoughts about COVID vaccine becoming like the annual flu vaccine?
COVID is likely to be with us certainly for the next few years. It's not going anywhere. It seems to act more like a typical respiratory virus, behaving more badly in winter than in other seasons, although we have seen it cause disease in all seasons. This means that we are likely to need boosters of COVID vaccines in the future, perhaps on an annual basis. And this is because we've already seen that the COVID virus will mutate quite easily and new variants and subvariants will keep appearing. Now, the only, I guess, light at the end of the tunnel or beacon of hope that we might see is that vaccine developers are working towards a more broad COVID vaccine that targets maybe not only COVID, but other beta coronaviruses. And they're going to target a part of the virus that's less likely to change. So if we can successfully get one of those vaccines, then we may not have to have boosters that regularly at all. Maybe never, or maybe every few years instead of every 1 year.
Interest and complacency over vaccination has been declining, especially with the booster doses. With most of the restrictions now lifted, why should people be boosted?
Yes, we've certainly come out of this terrible winter of COVID and influenza and an overburdened hospital system, so that it is good to see that we're heading in the right direction. However, COVID is not going anywhere. And even if we were to have a very quiet time in Australia because of the warmer weather and other factors, you have to remember that COVID is likely to be very active in the Northern Hemisphere. We will have people coming from the Northern Hemisphere with COVID and introducing it back into the local population here in Australia. And of course, with all the infections that are likely to occur in the Northern Hemisphere, it's possible that a new subvariant of Omicron may appear, or a new variant altogether, which may challenge our immune systems as never before. So it is really important that if you are eligible for a vaccine, that you do take it. Take it.